Welcome to Covenant House's Community Health Podcast, where we bring you insightful discussions on health, wellness, and community engagement. I'm your host, Maureen Johnson, and each episode we explore topics that matter to you, from healthcare innovations to everyday wellness tips. Whether you're looking to improve your own well-being, better understand healthcare systems, or become more informed about health issues, this podcast offers a platform for learning and growth. Together, we'll navigate important conversations that can impact your health, your family, and your community. So sit back, relax, and join us for engaging discussions designed to inspire action, provide clarity, and empower you with knowledge. Today, discussing an incredibly important and often difficult topic, substance use and recovery. Substance use can affect anyone, and the journey to recovery is a challenging but ultimately rewarding process. In this episode, we'll talk about how to recognize the signs of substance abuse, the various treatment options available, and we'll also hear some inspiring stories of recovery. Joining us is Michael Harris, an expert in community health engagement. Welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me. Substance use and recovery are critical topics, and I'm glad we're having this conversation. Whether someone is struggling themselves or supporting a loved one, understanding substance use and the road to recovery is crucial.
We're thrilled to have you here to help shed some light on this issue. Let's start with the basics. How can someone recognize that they or a loved one might have a substance use disorder? What are some of the early warning signs?
Substance use disorders can develop gradually, and it's not always easy to recognize the signs early on. However, there are some key indicators that someone may be struggling with substance use. One of the most common signs is changes in behavior. This could include withdrawing from family or friends, losing interest in activities they used to enjoy, or engaging in risky or reckless behaviors. You might also notice changes in physical health, like weight loss, lack of personal hygiene, or frequent illness. In the case of substance use, people may also develop physical symptoms related to the drug or alcohol they're using, such as bloodshot eyes, tremors, or frequent nosebleeds. Another major sign is increased tolerance and withdrawal. If someone needs to use more of a substance to achieve the same effect, or if they experience withdrawal symptoms, such as nausea, anxiety, or irritability, when they try to stop using, it's a sign that their body has become dependent on the substance. Other signs include financial difficulties, frequent lying or secrecy about substance use, and legal problems related to drugs or alcohol. If you or a loved one are experiencing several of these signs, it's important to seek help sooner rather than later.
These are important signs to be aware of. It sounds like substance use can affect many aspects of a person's life, socially, physically, and emotionally. Once someone realizes that they or a loved one might have a substance use disorder, what are the next steps? What treatment options are available?
The good news is that there are many treatment options available for people struggling with substance use disorders. The first step is often reaching out for help, whether that's through a healthcare provider, a counselor, or a support group. From there, the type of treatment depends on the individual's needs, the severity of their substance use, and any co-occurring mental health conditions. Here are some of the most common treatment options. 1. Detoxification. Detox, or detoxification, is often the first step for individuals with a physical dependency on drugs or alcohol. It involves safely managing withdrawal symptoms as the substance leaves the body. Detox should be done under medical supervision, especially for substances like alcohol, benzodiazepines, or opioids, where withdrawal can be dangerous or even life-threatening. 2. Inpatient rehabilitation. Inpatient rehab involves living at a treatment facility while receiving intensive therapy and support. This option is often best for people with severe substance use disorders, as it provides a structured environment free from triggers and access to round-the-clock care. 3. Outpatient programs. Outpatient treatment allows individuals to live at home while attending therapy sessions and treatment during the day. This option can be a good fit for people who have strong support systems at home and need flexibility due to work or family commitments. 4. Medication-assisted treatment, MAT. MAT is commonly used for people recovering from opioid or alcohol use disorders. It involves using medications like methadone, buprenorphine, or naltrexone to reduce cravings and withdrawal symptoms, combined with therapy to address the underlying causes of addiction. 5. Therapy and counseling. Therapy is a cornerstone of recovery. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, and motivational interviewing are some of the most effective therapeutic approaches for treating substance use disorders. These therapies help individuals understand their triggers, develop coping strategies, and address any co-occurring mental health issues, such as depression or anxiety. 6. Support groups. Peer support is invaluable in recovery. Programs like Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, or Narcotics Anonymous, NA, provide individuals with a supportive community of others who are going through similar experiences. Support groups offer encouragement, accountability, and a safe space to share struggles and successes.
Those are really helpful explanations of the different types of treatment. It seems like there are a lot of options, which is encouraging for anyone who might be feeling overwhelmed by where to start. Let's talk about the process of recovery. Once someone begins treatment, what can they expect on their journey to recovery? How does this process unfold?
Recovery is a deeply personal journey, and it looks different for everyone. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, but there are a few common stages that many people go through. The first stage is recognition, which is when someone realizes they have a problem and decides to seek help. This is a huge step because acknowledging the issue is often the hardest part. The next stage is detox and withdrawal for people who are physically dependent on a substance. This can be uncomfortable and challenging, but it's a necessary step toward getting clean. As I mentioned earlier, it's important to go through detox under medical supervision, especially for substances like alcohol or opioids. After detox, individuals enter the active treatment phase. This is where the real work begins, whether it's through inpatient rehab, outpatient therapy, or counseling sessions. In this stage, individuals work on developing the tools they need to stay sober, such as learning how to cope with cravings, avoiding triggers, and addressing any underlying emotional or mental health issues. As people progress in their recovery, they enter what's often referred to as maintenance or sustained recovery. This is about maintaining the progress they've made and continuing to use the coping strategies they've learned. Many people stay connected to their recovery community through support groups, therapy, or sober living environments. It's important to remember that recovery isn't a straight line. There will be ups and downs. Relapse is a common part of the process, but it doesn't mean that treatment has failed. It's simply a signal that adjustments may need to be made to the treatment plan.
That's really important to emphasize, that relapse doesn't mean failure, and recovery is a long-term journey. Do you have any advice for someone who is supporting a loved one through substance use and recovery? How can family and friends be most helpful?
Supporting a loved one through recovery can be challenging, but it's incredibly important. The first thing I'd say is to educate yourself about substance use disorders. Understanding addiction as a disease rather than a moral failing or a lack of willpower is crucial. This can help reduce frustration and create more empathy for what your loved one is going through. It's also important to set boundaries. While you want to support your loved one, it's critical not to enable harmful behavior. This means avoiding things like covering up for them, bailing them out of legal trouble, or giving them money that could be used to buy substances. It can be a fine line between supporting someone and enabling their addiction, so finding that balance is key. Encourage your loved one to seek professional help, but understand that they must want to get better. You can't force someone into recovery. Encouragement, patience, and listening are powerful tools for providing support. Offering to go to therapy or support group meetings with them can also show that you're there for them every step of the way. Finally, take care of yourself. Supporting someone in recovery can be emotionally draining, so it's important to prioritize your own mental health. Consider attending support groups for family members, like Al-Anon or Nar-Anon, where you can connect with others who are going through similar experiences.
That's such valuable advice. Supporting a loved one can definitely be emotionally taxing. So it's great to hear that there are resources available for family members as well. Before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you if you could share any inspiring stories of recovery that might give hope to our listeners, especially those who are struggling or supporting someone in recovery.
There are so many inspiring stories of recovery, and every person's journey is unique. One story that comes to mind is of a young man I worked with who had been struggling with opioid addiction for several years. He had been in and out of treatment and had experienced multiple relapses, but he didn't give up. Eventually, he decided to enter a long-term inpatient rehab program. It wasn't easy. There were moments when he wanted to leave, and he faced a lot of emotional challenges during treatment. But over time, he developed the coping strategies he needed to manage his cravings and deal with the underlying emotions that were fueling his addiction. After completing the program, he continued with outpatient therapy and found a strong support network through a local recovery group. He's now been sober for over 3 years and has rebuilt his life in ways he never thought possible. What's really inspiring about his story is that he learned how to manage setbacks without feeling defeated. He experienced several challenges after completing the program, including the loss of a family member, which could have been a trigger for relapse. However, he used the tools he learned in therapy and leaned on his support network to get through it. He now mentors others in recovery and continues to be a source of inspiration for those just starting their journey. His story is a reminder that recovery is possible, no matter how many setbacks you've had. The key is to stay committed, reach out for help, and never give up on yourself.
That's such an inspiring story, and it really highlights the importance of perseverance and community support in recovery. It's encouraging to hear that even when the journey is tough, there's always hope. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or advice for our listeners who might be struggling with substance use or supporting someone who is?
My final piece of advice would be to remember that recovery is possible and no one has to go through it alone. Whether you're struggling with substance use yourself or supporting a loved one, there are resources and support systems available to help. Don't be afraid to reach out for help, whether it's from a healthcare provider, a support group, or a counselor. Also, be kind and patient with yourself or your loved one. Recovery is not a linear process, and setbacks are a normal part of the journey. What matters most is staying committed and seeking the support needed to move forward. For those supporting someone in recovery, remember to take care of yourself as well. It can be an emotional journey, and your well-being is important too. Together, we can break the stigma surrounding substance use and create a culture of compassion and support for those in recovery.
That's fantastic advice, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights on substance use and recovery. It's been incredibly informative, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad we could discuss this important topic, and I hope it encourages people to reach out for help if they need it and to support others on their path to recovery.
Thank you for tuning in to Covenant House's Community Health Podcast. We hope today's episode has left you with valuable insights and practical takeaways. Stay connected with us for more discussions on health and wellness. Remember, your health is your wealth. Take care and be well. The Covenant House Community Health Podcast was produced by Great Geek Productions, hosted by Maureen Johnson, Michael Harris, Rhonda Jones, and Karen Mays. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.